South Dakota District Supervisor for Department of Human Services. Your title's not easy. How'd I do?
You did great. Thank
you. All right. Good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Good. You have a big event coming up, which we look forward to talking about. It's NDEAM, Disability Employment Awareness Month, and we look forward to talking about it. How's your group overall, all your people?
All our people are super busy, which is good. October for us is, as you said, National Disability Employment Awareness Month, and we have conferences and events throughout the state, and Yankton is one of them. We're kind of the one bringing up the end of the month, you know, on the 30th of October this year, but this will be our 31st event in Yankton. So for 31 years, we've been celebrating this event in Yankton.
And you're doing it on the 30th. Do you want people to come in costumes or just regular?
Sure. Well, however.
Be kind of fun.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. Have a good event.
Jennifer will dress up as the South Dakota District Supervisor for Department of Human Services.
That's right. That's a good costume for
me.
Hey,
you were sharing with me a statistic that I think is a great way to start this out that I bet you're pretty darn proud of.
We are. So the latest statistic we have is from 2023, and South Dakota led the nation with the highest employment rate for individuals with disabilities, and we came in at 61.5%. So that's for the age group of age 21 through 64. So kudos to South Dakota and working together as a community to include and value everybody.
South Dakota is a little bit better than a lot of the other states that are doing this. Is Yankton a little bit better than a lot of the cities out there? We're pretty strong in this department.
We are. We have many good partnerships. And as you know, Jeff, that's why every year we select an employer and employee of the year to celebrate that and continue to get the word out that individuals with disabilities can be very productive and loyal employees.
So the banquet is on Thursday. Are you able to tell us this morning who the employer is and who the employee is?
I sure am.
All right, good. Otherwise, I didn't know what I was going to ask you next.
Right? Employee of the year is Marcus Teal from the Yankton Community Library. And the employer of the year is Truck and Trailer Service. They have employee there and have just been so inclusive and really value that employee. So,
what do these employers tell you that benefits them? What do they say, and do they encourage other people to do what they're doing?
I think what we hear the most is the positivity and the camaraderie or the workplace. You know, how we all focus on the environment of the workplace being a positive place to be. You want to come to work. You want to be a good team. And that's what we hear the most is individuals with disabilities, you know, struggle with a lot of different limitations. And when they get an opportunity and they prove to you that they can be a good employee, a lot of the businesses are surprised at how much better their teams are because they brought an individual in with a disability. And it's amazing to see how the business and the team grows, not just that employee.
Are you like me when you run into these special folks? Do you just pull energy from them? Do you go away just feeling better and sometimes saying to yourself, I got to be better?
Absolutely. And then the other thing is the creativeness, you know, because some individuals with disabilities have to be pretty creative to overcome some of the limitations. And it's amazing how some of those accommodations or ideas benefit the whole team, and it makes it more productive, or it's like, we never thought of doing it that way before, or it's just amazing how many different benefits there are to bringing in a diverse team from different experiences.
How long have you been doing what you're doing?
I'm coming up on 20 years in November.
So you must be still loving it and still pulling a lot of great things from it to still be doing it.
Absolutely. As with any position, there's your challenges and there's your days. But when you have someone who gets that great match like Marcus and Jeremy, and they talk about how this has improved their life and they're happy and they're living what we all want, that dream to be employed and in the community and involved and have friends, it's very rewarding.
What was the reaction from Marcus when you told him he was the employee of the year? And you're smiling already.
I am. So Bonnie Gusso, our benefit specialist, was able to notify Marcus that he was selected for the award, and he thanked us for being nominated. If you know Marcus, he's very quiet and shy, so we weren't sure how he felt about being recognized, but Marcus has grown exponentially with being comfortable and the Yankton Community Library, great environment and supportive of Marcus, and really helped him come out of his shell and be a better, I don't want to say a better person, I think be a better Marcus, because I think that self-confidence is really good.
So the library is probably a really good fit for him. And that's something I'm sure you work on too. Where's a good fit for the right person?
Absolutely. So when we're looking at matching an employee with a business or a job, that's what we look at is their interests, their abilities, and look at many different things. You know, some people need transportation. How do we help with that? So we're looking at interests. We provide some counseling and guidance, maybe on some ideas. We were talking about Jill Wormers with Ability Building Services, and we have other providers that kind of step in and be that liaison with the business and clients. We work with Department of Labor. They're also going to be there on Thursday to have more connections with businesses and develop opportunities and go in and find a good fit. So when we're approaching a business, we're focusing on what is the business needs, but also we want to make sure that we get an employee that's going to be a really good match.
Anything about this banquet that we need to know that we don't know yet?
Sure. So it's at River Rock Event Center on Thursday, October 30th. We're going to start with some yummy food sponsored by the Southeast South Dakota SHRM at 8:30. And then 9 o'clock, we will start a panel presentation. And that's what we're going to talk about, Jeff, is what resources and information we have for the businesses or individuals in the community to help with finding employment, making that good match. We can go into businesses and help with figuring out accommodations. So if you have an employee that's been there who maybe had a stroke, heart attack, accident, we can come in and do what's called job analysis, task analysis to break down that job and come up with ideas to keep a good employee and have them still be there. Dakota Link is going to be there. I'm not sure many people are aware of Dakota Link. They're a resource in the state that can provide assistive technology or devices to help people be independent in their home or at work. So they're also going to be there. And then we have our partners with Ability Building Services. I mentioned Jill Wormers and the Supported Employment Department, where they help connect individuals with employment. And then we'll have Department of Labor there as well as me.
So celebrating and trying to make more connections, really.
Absolutely. We're here to help businesses and individuals. So we want to get that word out and some ideas and resources to help. Don't do it all alone. We're a community. We're here to help. So take advantage of those services.
Our good news story is coming up, and I want to rerun a story I did recently. I shared with you about the theater in Connecticut, the Prospector Theater. Wasn't that a great story?
It is. It's amazing to hear those stories and the success. You had some numbers in there, and numbers don't lie. When you have people working and they're happy and they're productive, it's great for the whole community.
We'll retell that story in just a second. It's a joy for us to shine a light on what you're doing, and I hope more people see what you're doing and you can collaborate with more and continue making a difference. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate you and KYNT as well.